Welcome to Hotter Iced. Conversations in coffee shops around the community, for the community, about the community. This is episode one, part one. Allison and I talking at the Avenue in Broad Ripple.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Hotter Iced. I guess technically this is our first episode. This isn't our first recording.
True.
No, we had a false start. No, it wasn't a false start. I take that back. It was a practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little warm-up episode.
Yes.
That was a technological disaster. Yeah, it happens. Well, I am your co-host, Laura Beth Bucklider. And this is our co-host,
Allison Brinegar.
And this is Hotter Iced. This is a podcast from a local coffee shop here in Indy. We'll be roaming around to different ones. We'll introduce this one in just a minute. But we're also going to be sharing some stories, having some nice conversations. Today it is just the two of us, but you can look for more guests and look for more people. Yeah, so Allison, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Avenue, where we are?
Okay, I don't want to do a disservice to the Avenue, so I'm going to take a little bit from their about page.
Yes.
So the Avenue is located in Broad Ripple, right next to the Vogue, if any of you are local. It is the first Black-owned specialty coffee house in Indianapolis. And so those that are not familiar with Indianapolis
geography,
history. The Avenue is home. So Indiana Avenue downtown is home to the Madam Walker Theater.
That big triangle building right downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And many other Black-owned businesses. There were jazz clubs, restaurants, all that good stuff. So the goal of this coffee shop is to kind of bring that history, culture, vibe into the community.
Yeah. And so they have this place up here in Broad Ripple. And it has a goal of, I think, also having a brick and mortar.
Yes.
Down on the Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah, so which is probably about 7 miles south of us here. So a good place, a good distance for another location. So, and this is a great space in Broad Ripple, right next to the Vogue, right on a stop off the Red Line.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, easy to get to. It's very big, too. I love that it's
great, big open space.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you drinking?
Can you tell who's team hot and who's team ice?
Seriously.
I'm drinking an iced coconut latte.
Iced coconut. That's a little summery for...
Nope.
Okay. Right. I stand corrected.
It is. It's usually you think of coconut as a summer flavor.
Yeah. Or tropical.
Tropical.
I mean, it's winter in the tropics, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
This is just a black chip coffee. Earlier, I had... I've been here for a minute, so this is like my second cup. I'm just fine, I promise. Earlier, I was drinking the Black Santa, which is a mint mocha with some other flavors in there. Really good.
Yeah. That's delicious.
Yeah, worth the drive, wherever you're driving from.
They also have a gingerbread one I saw, a winter special. I'm not a huge gingerbread fan, but if you are, I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I am kind of a fan of gingerbread.
Okay.
Yeah. More the houses than the men. The men creep me out a little bit.
Me too. Same.
But, yeah. Flavor's great.
Right. So. Okay.
Good. What else we got? Okay, so in our first section, we're dividing this podcast into three sections. And you can listen to them all together, or you can listen to them in three different segments. The goal is about 15 minutes each, so commute friendly. And today we're just introducing ourselves, introducing the coffee shop. And the first section will always have our snack talk.
Because who doesn't love a good snack?
Yeah, who doesn't love a good snack? Right. So Allison and her dad have some TikTok videos out there. They're snack reviews. Yeah. Are you still doing them?
No.
You haven't done them in a while.
I haven't done them in a while. We might over the holiday break.
Yeah. Let's call that a goal.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, if you want to. Yes. Please do. Yeah. Yeah. So Allison has brought snacks.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been teasing me all morning.
All right. So we have a new flavor of M&M's, peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly M&M's.
Mm-hmm. What are your initial thoughts?
I have a love-hate relationship with peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, why?
I mean, sometimes I'm just craving it,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's just, I'm gone right now, I'm excited about them.
Okay.
But there's just this back and forth thing that I do with peanut butter and jelly.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like sometimes you just can't imagine eating it, like no craving for it?
Yeah, I think there were moments of staying with family and neighbors and stuff when that was like all we ate, because that was all they knew how to make. And my mom was much more creative in the kitchen, so we were kind of spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, having just peanut butter and jelly was kind of like, but then sometimes at home, I'm just like, no, that's what I need right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm excited about a peanut butter jelly M&M. Okay.
Good. Okay, but the real question is grape or strawberry?
Ooh. I mean, I gotta be honest, is peach an option?
It can be, I guess. Really?
Yeah, I kinda like peach. But if I had to choose between drinking grape and strawberry, definitely strawberry.
Wow. It's like hot or ice?
Or ice. It's a grape, really.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm a blackberry jam kind of girl.
See, yeah, I was thinking blackberry or raspberry, and then I remembered peach, and yeah, Georgia has some roots down there.
Okay, so
history there.
Peach jam, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, more of a jam than a jelly person, too.
Okay, so
not that I could actually tell you the difference.
Between a jam and a jelly?
Yeah. Can you tell them?
Like, not scientifically, but I prefer jam over jelly. It's spreads better.
So something about like how close it is to the original fruit, and like what you do.
Yeah.
You know, there's not as much gelatin.
Yeah.
Jam.
I would think.
Is that right? There's more fruit.
Right. But like sometimes, but I don't want bits.
No bits.
No bits. Which is, I think, the problem with strawberry. There's often like bits.
Lots of bits. Yeah, lots of seeds and stuff. So in the jam or jelly, grape or strawberry, hot or iced, vein, pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
Yeah, I kind of guessed with the no bits part.
You?
I mostly no pulp.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind a little bit of pulp.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, we had to. So back in the mid 80s, early 90s, like you couldn't buy orange juice that was pulp free. It was only Sunny Delight. Only Sunny Delight, which is like not orange juice.
It's not orange juice, it's orange drink.
But that's what I had to have.
There's an absolute lesbian joke in the no bits conversation, too.
Is there? Very
just
naive, so
it.
I don't.
Just think on it for a while.
I got it. Okay, so I'm actually not sure. I did try these already because I'm so excited.
Well, sure.
And I think I can't read the ingredients. I'm past 40 now, and so
true
I don't,
story.
I
what? She doesn't want to have her readers on video.
Well, I just forgot them, but
oh, okay.
I kind of feel like it might be strawberry.
Mm. Okay. I wonder if the red ones are strawberry.
Well, there's no purple ones.
That's because they have taste. Oh, sorry, that was kind of rude. No, I definitely taste the strawberry.
You do? Okay. That's what I thought. So, here's the other thing. These are essentially like a peanut butter M&M with strawberry jelly jam, I guess.
So now I have to bite it in half and see.
I know. I was going to try to do that, but it was in the car. Is there a color?
There's not.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, there's not a color in it. So it tells me that like there's a flavor in the chocolate or something.
Mm-hmm. If you had to choose any kind of M&M, what would you choose?
Oh, caramel.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Caramel every day, all day.
Okay, see, I like the caramel ones, but I think they're like too much. Like I can eat like two of them.
Well, that's how I feel about these two.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's true with any flavor other than peanut or original.
I loved the crispy and the pretzel ones. Crispy is probably my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, those you could eat a lot of too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anything that has more sweet to it, I can't do as much.
Right.
They are good with coffee though.
Mm-hmm.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had the caramel cold brew ones?
Yes. At your house. We had them the other night. Yeah. I thought. Didn't we?
No, we had the toasted ones. The holiday flavored.
Oh, the holiday flavored ones. That's right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Many flavors of M&Ms. Who knew?
I know. I get real excited when there's a new one.
Yeah.
I think at one time they had coconut ones. Those were good.
Yeah. For good for summer, as we've established. Mm-hmm. Or winter in the tropics. I mean, it's good to have summer things in the winter to keep thinking about. Winter. And speaking of which, today, as we're recording, is the winter solstice. So, happy Yule.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the winter solstice?
The winter solstice? I can, actually. It is the shortest day and longest night of the year. It's kind of the midway point through our trip around this side of the sun.
Okay.
Not exactly astrologically accurate, but close enough of a description. And let's see, historically, the solstice, both the summer and the solstice, are significant in pagan holidays and rituals. And the reason we have Christmas right now is because there was already such a celebration around the pagan holiday. So this is not actually Jesus' birthday. Jesus was probably born sometime in the spring. And we guess that by several things. One, they went to Bethlehem because they issued a census and they wouldn't have had people traveling this time of year for a census. They would have done in the spring. Do what?
In a census back then?
Do what?
In a census back then?
Yeah, so the Romans would periodically enter a census, and everyone had to go to the town of their forefathers to be counted, so they could tell how big the empire was. So they, for the same reasons we do they know how to tax things and distribute resources. So they probably would have been in the spring, not in the winter. But as the church grew, and they're like, we need time to solidify celebrating this whole thing of incarnation, they literally looked around and said, well, we really don't like this pagan stuff happening, so let's just kind of tag on to that and make it something that we aren't afraid of. Yeah, so that's why we have Christmas right now. It's also why we have things like wreaths and Christmas trees. Lights and candles are part of that, as is the story of the star. Oh, David in the Christmas story. Yeah. So, but stars were also very much part of the solstice of pagan culture. And so there's a lot of overlap right there. So, yeah, we would be remiss to celebrate Christmas without also acknowledging this piece of the history around the holiday. So, it is the Yule. It's also the time of Krampus. Are you familiar with Krampus? So Krampus is a European figure and kind of a counterpart to Santa in many cultures. So Santa gets the nice list and Krampus gets the naughty list. And so he goes around and he's the one that leaves the coal and teases and helps make naughty kids regret being naughty. Yeah. So.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of he's described as a half demon, half goat. Yeah. He's kind of scary looking in some pictures and kind of fun scary in other pictures.
The Grinch-esque.
Do what?
Grinch-esque.
Yeah, there might be some historical ties between Grinch and Krampus. Never really thought about that, but yeah.
Learn something new every day.
That's what we're here for.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, well, let's wrap this one up and move on to section number two.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us for part one of episode one. Come on back for parts two and three. You can follow us on Instagram at Indie Queer Coffee Club or on Facebook. You can find the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. See you again soon.